Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I am your host, Mark Hoffman. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show live at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You can also find the live feed. Some folks are there in the live feed. We got a good crowd building up there in the live feed. Hello, everybody. We got Ron. We got John. We got Enzo. What's happening, Enzo? When are you going to join the show? When are you going to call in, sir, and have a show of your own? Christina, how are you? Victoria, hey, Victoria's tuned in. All right, Stacy, prayers for Stacy. Terry, Christina again, Heishang, Terry, Ron again, Gary Binford's watching. Gary, I promise to try to get that new movie in. I've been so darn busy. I promise I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to have your friend on the show. It's agenda. It's a serious stuff. All right, I want to say thanks again. James is watching. Karen's watching. Karen, please stick around. You're not going to believe what's happening here in Bay County, Florida. And it's not an isolated event, what's taking place here with Mr. Gary Beck, Captain Gary Beck. He was the captain of a shrimp boat. And the BP oil spill threatened his livelihood. So he got cracking on some solutions. And from the rest of the story from there, you will not believe your ears, you know? I'm telling you, it's crazy.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
So, well, you know... We're on the train, folks. Here we go. I want to thank again all of you guys for tuning in there on the live feed. Again, if you're there on the live feed, please stick around and share this. This story is unbelievably important. But what I want to play right now is a little clip from my friend who has put together an amazing website called Liberty Rush. And, of course, our good friend Dave Bray. Yes, Stacy, no problem. Always ready to offer up prayers for my patriotic friends and everybody, even my enemy, who might be suffering from some ailment such as liberalism. Hey, David, how are you? How are you, David? Thanks for tuning in. But I'm going to play something from LibertyRush.com, and I'm going to play something from DaveBrayUSA.com. I want everybody here in the live feed to stick around and share, invite. Let's build this audience, this case here is very important. It's crazy what's happening. And I've talked to Gary face to face. And the things they say about him, I do not believe. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus is watching. What's happening, Joseph? Joseph Aiello, my wife's old friend from high school, tuning in. Thank you. And check this out. LibertyRush.com, DaveBrayUSA.com. Here you go. And here we go.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Right, folks, DaveBrayUSA.com. You want to head over to his site. He's got a lot of cool merchandise. He's got his new album out right now. It's kicking. If you're there on the live feed and you tuned in early in the live feed, you heard me playing Freedom Rings. At the bottom of the hour, I'll play Freedom Rings again for everybody to hear. It's a great song. It's Dave Bray's new release from Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's really cool. Dave signed it for me. I'm special. And there's Dave on the back of the... he did a pre-sale where he sent signed copies. So if you were cool and you got in on the pre-sale, you got a signed copy. So there you have it. Some of us were cool enough to get on the signed copy crew, you know. And we'll play Freedom Rings at the bottom of the hour. It's a really awesome tune. Mary Beth knows the song. She tunes in all the time. She's heard it. And all you guys and lit girls who've tuned in before heard the song. So tonight's story is really incredible. And you're not going to believe what has happened to this man at the hands of the Bay County Commission and the county of Bay County itself here in the Sunshine State. Me and Gary talked a few times, and he's got a few things that he wants me to ask because there's a series of events that took place that led up to all this where he's at. You're not going to believe your ears. I'm going to bring Gary in right now. I'm not going to wait anymore. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Patriot, lover of country and Constitution, fighting not only for himself. If his fight, and he wins this fight, he's winning this fight for everybody because there's going to be some precedent set in this case. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Gary Beck. Welcome, Gary.
Evening.
Gary, you there, Gary?
Roger, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. I would like to say hello to everybody and wish everybody the best. It's a pleasure being on your show again.
Yes, indeed. Folks, we had Gary on when things were just really ramping up for him. So let's before we get to the series of questions you posed to me, let's go back to Gary Beck before the BP oil spill. How were things for Gary then?
Before the BP oil spill, I had fished my whole life, 22 years charter fishing as a deckhand. And then I joined the Merchant Marines in 2007 in Hawaii, in Honolulu. I came back from there, and I did 22 weeks in the Merchant Marines. And then I came back to Panama City, started fishing again, and the BP oil spill happened.
And so now the BP oil spill happens. What happens to your livelihood as, you know, you're trying to fish and stuff? So that this is partly why you started coming up with ideas to stop the oil spill. So what happened? You were making money, and then what happened? You weren't making money. It was that quick, right?
Yes, sir. Well, my life has always been seasonal, meaning I make large sums of money real quick, and I have to budget the money to last all winter when there ain't no work and take odd jobs as I get it. And the BP oil spill happened during the spring. And whenever the BP oil spill happened, I designed 9 oil spill inventions for the oil spill. And up until that point, I had been a happy man with my house paid for, my car paid for, my motorcycle paid for. I was living the American dream. I had a doctor's visit. I had a vacation every year. Everything I had, I paid cash for. And then when the oil spill happened, I applied myself because it was a way of life that was being destroyed. And I ran into a series of obstacles that it kind of threw me at first, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I ended up in front of the Bay County government, and they stole my identity. They proceeded to steal all of my oil spill inventions, as well as my energy inventions, which is what led to this 8-year ongoing situation, which has gotten a lot worse for me.
All right, so now, folks, you now kind of heard what happened. The oil spill came, the Bay County government, they came, and the police and everybody raided and stole his inventions. This is really what happened. They came and they kicked in his door, right? Did they kick in your door and take stuff? How did the story exactly go when they stole your stuff?
Okay, what exactly happened was, as soon as I lost my job because of the BP oil spill, I couldn't figure it out because I went from a man who's had a job his entire life and never had a problem getting a job to a man that everybody was running as soon as I got close to them because they were in fear of the government. And that's when I realized just how tyrannical this local government and the 14th Judicial is. And I have been pinned under their tyrannical thumb since 2010 to one form or the other. Because whenever I designed the oil spill inventions, the local lawyers in this town gave me the money to build the inventions and then proceed to lead me on, making me think that they were helping me. And I'm going to post a bunch of stuff to show everybody what I'm saying is true. Once they found out that I couldn't use a computer and couldn't write, they figured it would be easier just to take advantage of me and wear me down, hence the term 8 years ongoing battle. And so far,
right.
I haven't, because they not only have they desecrated my rights, once I found out they were desecrating the Constitution, the only way I had to keep up with their corruption was going in front of them and facing them eye to eye and calling them for the crooks that they were. And they kept editing everything I did up until the point where I finally got it, somebody to write a letter which stopped them from editing my words. And that ended up being the only letter I was able to hand in that wasn't edited. And whenever the Bay County government, it was the Bay County Commission and the code enforcement, at no time have I ever been harassed up until recently, which I checked real quick, by the Bay County Sheriff's Department. The Bay County Sheriff's Department so far has upheld the Constitution to the point where they tell me I need a lawyer. But other than that, I've never had any problems with law enforcement. Law enforcement actually kicked them off of my property after they came onto my property with a bulldozer, tore down my first fence, took a chainsaw, and cut down my second fence. They got my oil spill inventions. They got my energy inventions. They got all of my tools, my cast nets, my reeling rods, my tile, and it just went on and on.
All right, so now they've taken all your stuff. They knocked over your fences. They're going after your property and all your stuff. Now, your uncle, he tried to help you a little bit after everything went down, and he was in a wheelchair, correct?
Yes, my uncle Junior, who I was raised by my grandmother, which was his biological mother. And we were raised. I moved out at a very early age, and my uncle had never in his life been to my house up until actually I went viral on Facebook, and that was right around the time when I first met you. That was in 2014, 2013, and
yep.
My uncle showed up with large sums of money, telling me that he wanted to invest in my energy invention. And my energy invention is what I'm wanting to focus on to better my nation. And my energy invention is called the Trading Generating Systems. I use existing technology configured in a different configuration to power a city, house, or subdivision with no fossil fuels. Now, that right there alone, if you stop and think about it, everybody has already told me that I wasn't supposed to make it because of the powers that be don't want green energy. Everybody's afraid of change, you know, but there's people out there in third world countries, there's people out there that need what I've done to better our nation and better the whole planet. I mean, I can produce power, being the fact I'm using existing technologies configured in a different configuration. I can predetermine the watt, the kilowatt, the megawatt, or the gigawatt to be produced. And I have models that produce electricity, and that's what originally got me started. And then whenever they found out I had that, that's whenever they started trying to frame me and started to create a stereotype to the point where they told everybody that I was incapable of composing a sentence and that I was mentally retarded, which put me in
right.
a position. This was done by the Bay County media, which put me in the position where I found large groups of individuals constantly harassing me. And these people did not know who I was. They had no clue that I wasn't mentally retarded. But yet they had no problems carrying on conversation about the retarded fellow. Now, that's a unique environment to find yourself in. So I just kind of kept myself quiet and listened to all these people talk. And, I mean, I had to find out who these people was, which is what got me deeper and deeper into the corruption. And as I got deeper, it got worse and worse and worse and worse to the point where, like I say, all I could do was keep up with it. Because it's not
right.
only me they're doing it to. It's the rest of the people. The 14th Judicial is not a judicial system whatsoever. It's a criminal organization they call the Good Old Boys, which is all the relatives in Bay County. The commissioners are kin to the judges are kin to the lawyers, everybody's kin, and they've got a, I guess you would call it a glorified theatric that they put on,
well,
and they're praying.
I had a guy on my show. I had a gentleman on my show, and what he explained that to me to be is when family members and their buddies and their pals and their sisters and their brothers and their uncles are all in it together, it's called patronage. They bring each other in. They get each other elected. They get each other appointed, and then it becomes their agenda, and they're able to pull it off because everybody they know is part of it, and it's all their friends and family. And I think that's partly what happened up there in Bay County. And you had other inventions. You were working on a bunch of things. You tried writing an invention for an asteroid defense shield and a couple other things. And they stole all that. What do you hope will happen with that? You know, do you hope that you get it, all your stuff back? Is that the hope in the long run is that you get your paperwork back, or you just want to be left alone and live a peaceful life? What's the next step? You know, what do you hope to happen?
To be honest with you, I sat down with representatives from around the world at the EE Global Forum on Energy. These individuals were more than capable of understanding what I was saying whenever I told them what I've done is worth billions of dollars. Just sit me down in a classroom with individuals as capable of making it happen, and I would make it happen. And they agreed to it. Shortly after that, that is when the Bay County government sabotaged everything I'd done. What I would like to have happen is have some organization, maybe President Trump even, being the fact we're dealing with the asteroid defense and all these other inventions that I've got that is specifically to better my nation, such as the oil spill inventions. There's going to be another oil spill, such as the asteroid defense. That right there I'll do for free. And the energy invention, the Telemaker-Talem offer, the Sal fire suppression system. You know, I sat and watched where our nation was on fire, California, Tennessee, all these different wildfires. And I have a fire suppression system that can save a subdivision from a forest fire. You know, I have all these different inventions that could better my nation. I want to be put in a position out of this town or somewhere that I can use my hands to better my whole nation. They worked so hard
right.
to make me crazy. How much more crazier could I be if I couldn't do what I say? But the thing about
yep.
that is the big dude upstairs has already blessed me A+ all my energy inventions by a professor that teaches electrical engineering. His name is Professor James Fox. He went over all my patent drawings, seen my then four models, which was one was a scale model of existing technologies that produced electricity, and three models of mine, which was an improvement on existing technologies, produced electricity. And he gave me an A+ approval, meaning it's worth billions of dollars. And to this day,
right.
nobody has ever asked me what I want for the system. And
yep.
like I say, I just want to better my nation and to have a passive income. And I want to determine what the passive income is.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, what he's saying now is he's got a bunch of different inventions from asteroid defense, fire suppression system inventions, you know, to help forest fires. And he sat down in universities with electrical engineers and people. He's got backing, funding. Things were going in a direction where he was getting ready to put forth some of these things. He had backing. And then the corruption took place. And then they came and they took his stuff. They physically took his stuff. They start stalking the guy. They're stalking him all over the neighborhood. They're harassing him. And Gary is severely dyslexic and has a hard time reading. And they've fully taken advantage of this. And that's where if you can't read and write, and what you can write is dyslexic and stuff like that, they are going to claim that you are retarded. They tried this with Gary. You heard him. They tried to claim him to be retarded. He's not retarded. He's dyslexic, and he can't read and write completely. So if you're deemed like that and you have a case and you start trying to stand up for your rights, they're going to fully take advantage. How did they take advantage of you, of your dyslexia and all that type of stuff? And your inability to read and write fully.
Well, as of right now, I have them forging my signatures on documentation that was created by them with BP. And BP gave out large sums of money. I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars. And Bay County got $560 million from BP. And I found out that the people that got paid from BP got paid for the stuff that I did, and is also the same people that has been sticking all these other people on me. It's not so much as they're sticking, it's just I found out how the system is working. Like, you wouldn't believe it, but they have groups of individuals that is designed to go around and squat on people's property. And how I found this out was I managed a rental property at 2524 Beach Street, A and B, and the same individuals that had been hounding me over here ended up finding out that all 10 from the same group. What I mean is, like,
I had people squat on me. Whenever I had the people squat on me, it would have caused me.
Oh, Gary faded away. Your phone faded out, Gary.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear?
There you go. Your phone kicked out there for a second. Yep, we are back.
Okay. But they have basically, they're taking advantage of people's properties. They're seizing people's properties. They're creating drama teams that squat on people's properties. They use code enforcement to constantly harass people. And if they can find somebody that has rental property or somebody that's out of town, they'll actually come on that property while they're out of town and take their belongings. I found out that they were stealing cars, they were stealing boats, they were stealing motorcycles, tools, and there was nobody held accountable for it. And this is time and again, I have people after people after people. Somebody gets put in jail. As soon as they get put in jail, the code enforcement comes in and takes everything they got. Right?
Yeah. And that's what they're trying to do with you now, right? The house where you're staying now, you can't even stay inside because they trashed it so bad. So you're working on repairs and living in a tent. Is that correct?
Right now, it's really, really bad because I've been without water and I've been without lights for so long and nobody will help me. But what I'm faced with now is they're trying to say that I'm indigent and that I am incapable of taking care of myself. And now they're wanting the judge to grant them permission to come inside my house to inspect my house. So
don't let nobody in.
I'm not letting anybody in. Now, get this.
No warrant, no entry.
I let them in once before, and the reason I let them in was a conscious decision because they documented all the mold. They documented the damage in my roof. They documented the fact that my floors was messed up, but they want to try and forget or cut out of the evidence the fact that I've got a picture of them standing on my roof. The fact that Claudia Gammon, who is the one that's with the government to begin with, flooded my house twice with sewage, right?
Hey, Gary, give me 1 second here.
No problem.
Give me 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, I am right outside my window right now. It's an unbelievable thunderstorm. So if things go dark all of a sudden and you can't see me... my power went out. So, I mean, it's really crashing and banging out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's all of a sudden you see this. Whoops. That's the problem. All right, go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Mark, I've got to say, you put me on my knees one time because I remember a Cat 5 hurricane and your happy little self was best on the routine. And I was worried about you, buddy. You remember
all right.
That? So
you broke up there for a second. Say that again.
I said I remember a day when you was videotaping a hurricane and you was trying to do your Venatori routine. And I thought
yeah.
You got blown away and you carried my prayers.
I remember. Yeah, I was standing out by the stop sign in the middle of a hurricane at about midnight, and it was a lot of fun. You know, that's what we do. I stuck my cell phone in a Ziploc bag. There it is, folks. Oh, I better shut off my computer. There it is, folks. I told you. We got thunder bangers all around. Uh-oh. We got no power. My internet went out, Gary. So my live feed is trying to reconnect right now. See what happens. But, yeah, we can still go. Dang. Because we are live on the radio broadcast right now still. So I'm going to go get my my tablet. So keep going. Keep telling the story. And we'll go live here. We're on the radio still. We're just missing the live feed Facebook.
As of right now,
go ahead, Gary.
I managed to get a FedEx case filed.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up again.
You said I managed to get a federal case filed. But the local people, it's kind of hard to file a case when you can't write and you have to depend on other people to do it for you. And the government has intimidated everybody around me. I mean, and right down, you know, I can tell you where my friends got ran over. There's been bullet holes in the Waffle House. Everybody's just scared of the local government because they're corrupt and they have no problems pushing people around. And now I have the 14th judicial judge by the name of Fenton, who has completely ignored the fact that they didn't have a judge's signature when they seized over $12,000 in tools and property that I can account for with pictures that they took over the top of my fence, right? Now imagine a government that decides they want to come in, and they come into some neighbor's yard, they climb up on a ladder, and they take pictures over your fence. And they take pictures of two trash bags, and they tell everybody those trash bags is garbage. Underneath those trash bags is not garbage, it's two industrial cans, but yet they use it against you in court. They take pictures of wood that you've got stacked neatly, and you have the signature of the worker that helps you stack that wood to better your property value, and they use that against you. Then you've got 22 boxes of tile that you have taken and stacked neatly behind a privacy fence, and you have your energy invention that you're fixing to power your house with, and you have the roof that you were fixing to finish your tiki bar with. Now, the roof, my tiki bar still ain't fixed. It don't have a roof on it. That's because the Bay County government put the roof in the front yard. My floors still ain't fixed because the fact that they took their backhoe and crunched 22 boxes of tile and granite that I got pictures of. And they said it was trash and debris. Now, imagine having your house flooded twice, 4 inches deep, with sewage. And coming, first time it happened, standing there, and they said, we had a problem with our sewage. It takes you 4 days to clean everything with bleach. You lose all your good T-shirts, and you're having to tote the water to clean it. Then a few days later, you come back, and it's the same group of individuals that said you laid somebody with an AK-47, and it never happened, right? It's the same group of individuals that's been harassing you from the start, and they're standing there, and you're looking at them, and they're standing on the edge of your property, and you open your door again, and your house has been flooded a second time. And then they turn and they look at you and tell you they can do it anytime they want. And, I mean, I don't like to pick on gay people, but these, they're gender benders, and they flaunt it, and they try to gross me out with their actions. I mean, they mooned me. They talked about gross things. They constantly, I mean, I had to put up with it constantly. And
right.
It's designed to just tear you down. And I've had to endure this. And these are the same people that are testifying to in the courtroom, and the judge is completely ignoring the fact that the reason I have mold is because it's what they done.
Right. It's crazy. You know what I'm doing right now is, Gary, because I'm having a raging storm outside, I'm trying to use tablets and revamp the show. And I gotta, okay. This is so crazy what's shaking right now over here. This thunderstorm's amazing. So I'm right now going to go and what I'm going to do, we got an hour, we still got a whole hour that we can still do this show. So what I'm going to do right now is so I can share this around and get people back onto the show, is I'm going to play a song and I'm going to keep inviting people back onto the show. And we'll get this rocking so people can hear your story, okay, sir?
Okay.
I'm revamping everything after a power outage. Just bear with me. All right, I'm trying to get into everything. Folks, we just had a big power outage. So right now I'm going to play it off the soundboard here because I got the hotspot going on this now. So we're not going to lose power. I'm going to play this right now while we hear up. Freedom Ring, Dave Ray.
For every soul from every war across the seas, run ashore, raise every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid with old land. Every dog and every song.
There you have it, folks. That is Dave Bray.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, you guys there in the live feed, thanks for sticking around and coming back. If you're there in the live feed, we had a big thunderstorm just rolled through and knocked out power, screwed up the whole show, and dumped off my live feed. So we're not going to have that again because now I have connected it to my hotspot on my cell phone. But please, if you're there, five people there, ladies and gentlemen, in the live feed, please share, and share alike. Invite your friends real fast, and we're going to get back into this show. It's very important what's happening here, and it's not just an isolated incident. There's a man, his name is Terry Trussell, been railroaded for trying to point out corruption as a judge and prosecutor, came into a jury room to sway a jury, and he wasn't standing for it as a jury foreman, sitting in jail now for almost 5 years. Yes, Gary, he's still in jail. Terry Trussell, we had a thing at the Red, White, and Blue Fest, which is where I met Gary, and it was a thing designed for Terry, because all he tried to do as a jury foreman is say, excuse me, Your Honor and Mr. Prosecutor, you can't come in here to influence the jury. That's against the law. You can't do that. You've got to get out. And they railroaded him. They set him up, and they ransacked him and his wife. So that's pretty horrible what happened to him. You remember that story, Gary? Terry Trussell?
I sure did. I remember signing the petition.
And they had that thing out there for him, too. That big banner on the back of the truck on a flatbed. And we all signed. Everybody signed it. I don't know if you remember that. I remember that. That was something else. That was a fun festival. And I don't know if you're aware, Gary, but on October 12th, in Missouri, at the Kansas City International Airport, Four Points Sheraton, our good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, is having another conference very similar to what was there. And I'm going to try to get there. It's October 12th, 13th, and 14th up in Missouri, Pastor Sylvester Bland. And he's got a great show, too, Gary. I don't know if you've been following Sylvester Bland, the great guy from Red, White, and Blue Fest. He was praying over everything. He's got a great show at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. He's building a church without walls. If you're into Jesus and you want to worship God, he's got a great Sunday worship. He's a pastor. And he praises Jesus. He's evangelizing across the country, building churches without walls, because anywhere two people praise God is church. Doesn't matter if you're on a beach, if you're in the stalls in the restroom, you know, and you're side by side praying, it's church. Jesus and God are everywhere. Hallelujah. So now back to Gary's story. Gary has been completely railroaded, fully. They continue to abuse him and attack him and railroad him with the court system using his dyslexia and partial illiteracy against him in horrifying ways. And I'm trying to get back to the questions because that storm really screwed us up there, Gary, for a second. I knew it was coming. You heard I gave the warning. I said, folks, if it goes black. So now, you see through all this stuff, you got a federal case. Oh, my wife lost a wallet. Hold on a second. Ah, she's asking me where her wallet is. I don't know. Where is she? I don't know. Oh, she's. I think she just went up to the window at McDonald's to order me something because I didn't eat dinner yet. Worked all day, and she don't have a way to pay. Dagnabbit, just my luck. Maybe they'll let her drive away with the burger and fries. I'm starving. All right, so. Where was I? We're almost through these questions, and then you had made a federal case, and they sabotaged your case. In what ways did they sabotage your federal case that you were trying to bring against these people for violating your constitutional rights?
Well, right now,
I had gotten out of jail where they had imprisoned me falsely. I was living in a tent. My computer went off, and it was a friend of mine telling me she had two people that could help. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And
yes,
these
sir.
These two people showed up, and I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth. They told me that they were going to help me write, and they told me they were going to help me with their case, and I had no choice but to go with them. Now, I went with them, and this man refused to do the stuff that I asked him to do, and which raised my suspicions right off the bat. I kept some information for him from the beginning because I didn't know if I could trust him or not. And later on, I'd find out I was right not to trust him because after waiting for months and months, I called the federal judge in Pensacola, and they told me they had sent me a letter on September the 14th, and somebody had stolen that letter out of my mailbox. I had never received it. Now, that letter that they supposedly had sent me had a due date of October the 16th, which just so happens was the day that I was calling. Now, minutes
right.
before calling the federal judge, I had to corner the guy that's supposed to be helping me because by this point in time, he had done so much stuff that I could clearly see was hindering justice all the way around that I didn't trust him much anymore. So I recorded him. Then I called the federal judge. When I called the federal judge, I found out that I had to have the motion in on the 16th or they were going to throw my case out, okay, which the 16th just so happens was the day I was calling, which put the gentleman that was supposed to be helping me on the spot. He proceeded to go with me to the federal courthouse. And when we got inside the federal courthouse, inside a safe room, he refused to write for me. And when he refused to write for me, he got up and he left. Now, I was trying to expose the criminal activity that I had been exposed to. Now, what I mean by criminal activity, people don't realize that before I got on Facebook, I had already been pinned in Bay County, Florida for 3 years prior to that. I was already stuck. And this gentleman came up to me with large amounts of narcotics, and he told me on my own property, I wasn't on the street, I wasn't in a bar, I wasn't anywhere. This man I don't know from Adam, right, came up to me on my own sovereign land and told me I was going to sell drugs. And I said, excuse me. And I'm standing in my front yard. This man has never been in my house before in his life, right? And I said, excuse me. He says, you ain't got no lights. You ain't got no water. You ain't got no choice. You're going to. Now, I can produce 1,000 witnesses that'll testify that was the most stupid thing you could ever do to me. Because, first of all, it's my land. Second of all, this guy right here, I know good and dang well, at that point in time in history, nobody knew I didn't have no lights and no water. Nobody knew because everybody I'd known prior to that had already shut the door in my face, and I wasn't really a hermit, but they had created a situation with the news media where I was going to be forced to hurt somebody or they were going to hurt me because they believed the lies that are still being told right now as we speak that was told.
So what links the media to the government in this case?
Okay. First of all, the Daryl Day radio show. Daryl Day is the one that sent me to the commission meetings. Then the representative by the name of Randy Slotsky came out from the Daryl Day show and presented himself as a mobster and told me I was going to just disappear. And then he proceeded to try to rough me up. All right, you know, talk mean to me is how I should put it. He had my friend shaking his shoes. Luckily, I got a witness. And then whenever he told me I was going to just disappear, I took him out behind where we're at, and I was like, are you some kind of magician? I said, you're going to have a really hard time making me just disappear. And I kind of went off on him, and he called the police. So I got documentation of that as well. So after that, the media filmed. Now you check this, you'll see that it's true. Okay, the media filmed a bunch of children running out of the commission meeting. Then Mike Thomas, which is now the mayor of Panama City Beach, used that, which made the front page of the Bay County News Media, right, or the Bay County News Herald, it made the front page of them wanting to stop me from being able to speak at the meeting. And he specifically used the fact that the children was running in fear. If you go and check that day, just before that, they just had came on my property and stole everything I had without a judge's signature. Okay?
All right.
Now, whenever they stole everything I had, I came back from the commission meeting and my whole world was just trashed by a tractor. Okay? I got up on top of my house. And I put the SOS on top of my house with the dates May the 7th, which was the one day that I was able to get a letter that stopped them from editing my words. Okay, y'all with me? It's a lot to it.
Yeah.
Y'all following me so far? All right, now this is me securing me as me because I can't write anything down. Okay, I got that. After I put the signs up, the very next day I received a legitimate summons to come to court. The summons said I had 20 days to prepare my case and to seek legal counsel. Okay, the summons was for Judge James Fenson. Then the summons went on to say that I had to be in court 10 days within the 20 days. Then it went on to say that I had to have all of my evidence into the court 7 days prior to the court day or it wasn't admissible as evidence. So I've got a 10-day period. I've got to have all my information into the court 7 days prior to the court date. That leaves me one day to prepare my case, right? And I'm thinking, what's going on? You know, this ain't right. I get in front of Judge James C. Fenson, and he told me if I said anything about my inventions, he would put me in jail for a year. Now, if you have a judge look at you and say, if you say something, I'm going to put you in jail for a year, are you going to open your mouth?
No. And so how many different times did they try to frame you before they actually succeeded and wound up getting you in locked up?
Five. The first time.
They tried to frame you at least five times.
Yep. The first time they tried to frame me, I had five people say I came out of my house with an AK-47, dropped to a military position, and put a laser on her chest. That I was looking at a 3-year minimum mandatory prison sentence for something that did not happen. That was the first time. The second time, they tried to get me for illegal interception of communication. That is when I reported the news media. And I played, which is all this can be seen on the Facebook site. Matter of fact, I'll make sure I put it back up there so everybody can see it. I recorded the news media, and I put the news media on Facebook. Then they tried to do it to me a second time. They tried to get me for illegal interception of communication, which I took, and that was when I recorded the Panama City code enforcement. Then get this one. I had all the signs in my front yard, had a lady come up to me, and I had been through a lot. She says, hey, look, you know, you want to go to the air show? I said, I would love to. I go get in a car. We leave to go to Tyndall Air Force Base. Before we got on Tyndall Air Force Base, I followed proper procedure. I said, ma'am, I carry a concealed weapon. We're going to have to pull over. I've got to secure my weapon in the trunk of the car. I secured my weapon in the trunk of the car. She drove me through two layers of security on the military base. Then she gets me next to a cop. She jumps out the car and starts screaming, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. He's got a gun. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on? Right? The cop come over. I said, yes, sir, I got a gun. I said, here's my permit. I said, the gun's in the trunk of the car. And he looked at her and says, ma'am, there's no problem with this. And that's when I told the cop. I said, look, my name is Captain Beck. I said, I've been through a lot. I said, I'm a scientist and inventor. They're trying to frame me again. I said, I need my stuff out of this car. I need to be away from this lady. I went off the military base. The cop looked at me and said, man, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. I said, no, sir. I went off the base. He said, look, go enjoy yourself. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I said, okay. I left that lady. My stuff was still in her car. I left that lady. I went through the air show. After the air show, I got back to the same cop. I said, look, she's going to start something again. She said, you ain't got nothing to worry about. She gets back. She starts screaming again. He said, I want to see your superior officer. More cops come. More cops come. They open the trunk. They get the gun and all this stuff. Told me, turn around, put my hands behind my back. I'm not under arrest. He put me in cuffs, took me to the edge of the military base, told me not to come back on the base. They kept my gun, my knife, and my flail. The next day, or 2 days after that, I got a summons to come to federal court for felony possession of a firearm on a military base. Okay? Now, this is the first time that I supposedly had the opportunity to get in front of a judge. I was going to be more than happy to tell a judge how come I had a gun, how come all this. I had all my evidence on my shoulder, and I went to the federal courthouse to appear. When I got to the federal courthouse, they stopped me on the federal courthouse steps and told me I didn't have to appear. I said, hang on. I said, I want to appear. I said, these people are trying to frame me. I said, I've been through all this stuff. I've got all this criminal activity. I said, I've been through a lot. I want to see the judge. They said, no. I said, well, is it normal when you have a summons to appear in front of a judge for somebody to stop you on the courthouse steps and tell you you don't have to go in front of a judge? And he just kind of looked at me. So I left.
Wow.
They've been throwing it out. That day, they ran on the Bay County newspapers, the television, and all of that stuff that they were having to tighten security at the Bay County Commission meetings and at all this stuff because I had been arrested on a military base for carrying an illegal firearm. And they still run with those stories right now as we speak. They still run all the stuff about the AK-47s just the other day. They had everything linked up again. And I never done any of this stuff. So then after that, they took and after they tried to frame me with that, they told me, I had them circling my house. They said, it's just a matter of time. They put death threats in my mailbox, calling me on the phone and all this stuff. I went to the grocery store. A lady says, can I use your phone? I said, yes, ma'am. I hand her my phone. She goes into the lady's bathroom with it. She hits the Facebook sign thing and says, I'm going to shoot everybody. Next thing I know, the cops show up, tell me, hey, man, I'm going to have to put you in jail. You'll be out by tomorrow. A year and a week later, I get out of jail.
All right. Now we're getting close here. We do have a little bit of time if we need it. But I want to find out now, what is your current situation in your federal case? Where do you stand now with them? Being that that's kind of where we're at.
I had the last person to help me was a gentleman by the name of David Harbin. David came over, spent 3 days with me. He had access to information that I had never seen before. He would not. He catered to his own will. David, I cannot say anything bad about everything that David Harbin has done for me. He kept a complete record on his blog site of all the criminal activity they've done to me through the prison systems and all that. But when it got right down to the nitty-gritty of it, and I told David the names, David Harbin wouldn't write the names in the federal case for me because he went to school with the people that I was talking about. So now I have the federal papers, and I have these people that sabotaged my federal case. They put the evidence in, And I can't even see the evidence that they put in. And they're making determinations in my federal case on evidence that I can't see, that I don't know about, and that I've more than made clear to them that they are sabotaging my case from the start. I have more than made clear to the federal court that I can't read, I can't write, and I need a lawyer. But they don't pay me no attention because I do not believe that a federal judge has even looked at my stuff because of the fact they have sabotaged it in the computer world. That what I mean by that is they've got the computer systems that they use to stay ahead of the paper trail, and they're altering both. Whenever this, oh yeah, this is a good part. This is important because the stuff that the guy didn't write for me, the one that went to the federal courts and tried to tear up my papers, he wouldn't write. When I spoke into the phone and I sent it in, the people on the computer system with the courts carried on a conversation about what they were reading on the papers on the computer system. When they carried on that conversation on the computer system, some kind of glitch put their conversation over the top of the hard papers. They deleted all the criminal activity to the point where I could see my words going into the little garbage can, and then they sent that back to me. So that's proof right there that they're altering the federal papers before it even gets to the judge. Then when I receive the stuff back from the judge is arguing for the defendants. The judge is not paying any attention to to me that's the victim of the crime. It's clear that they are holding up the other end. They're basically catering and covering for the criminals, and you can see it. But the thing
about we see widespread cover ups from the deep state from all over the place. I mean, they're covering up the Broward County school shooting. They are covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes from one end to the other. They're trying to cover up Pizzagate. They're covering each other's asses all over. It's crazy. So anyway, now you've been through all this stuff. What's your plan? What do you plan to do?
Well, it's going to be – y'all guys are going to have to help me because I can guarantee you this much. They are suffering from severe delusions of grandeur if they think that anybody from the government is going to set foot on my property one more time. I will defend my property. I will defend the Constitution of the United States, and they're not going to walk up on my land anymore. It ain't going to happen. I mean, that's the only thing I can do. During the meantime,
right,
I need to be trying to better my nation because I dang sure that I know they don't want me to turn loose on them. I mean, I will defend my land. That's all I can do. You know, I mean, I ain't making this stuff up.
It's crazy. They're trying to call you crazy, and they're the ones doing the crazy batshit stuff. They're freaking nuts. If people wanted to help you, how could they help? What can people do to help you?
Right now, I need them to call the FBI. I need them to call their local law enforcement. I need them to call all this and let them know that there's a fella that they have taken advantage of to the point of forgery, to the point of covering for what was fraud against the courts. You know, I found out that they had created all these different court cases in my case, and they're getting paid for stuff that don't even exist. And then when I got inside the justice system, I found people that were locked in cells, and the only thing they had done wrong is they have no living heirs. I found people who wanted George Scott. That's a perfect example. George Scott, him and his mom. George is an immigrant from, I think, Turkey, and his mom was very wealthy. And his mom and him have been together their whole life. It's her son. His mom, when she was getting elderly, she had a diabetic coma inside of a bank. She had a diabetic fit. George shook her to try to help her with the fit or whatever. Anyway, what ended up happening was they said that he was abusing his mom, which was the furthest from the truth, and they ended up taking his mom. They ended up taking his house. They ended up taking everything that this man had, and he had done nothing wrong. And they've done it time and again. Another one, Stallmaker. You know, somebody needs to find out what happened to Stallmaker. Stallmaker, he had a licensed and tagged utility trailer full of tools. They pulled up and they took that. They completely destroyed his house. They completely destroyed my uncle's house. They took thousands of dollars worth of stuff with immunity. And there's
right.
no, you know, they take and they just, it's not just me they're doing it to. And then the kids on top of that, to find out that they're doing the same thing with children. They have a hotbed system with the courts where they take the children from the parents, and they have the judge that's kin to the people that they put the children in the beds with. Like they're keeping their friends who has the orphanage, they're keeping them full. And it's just like a quota on children, and it's scary. And then the meds that they're forcing upon the people, you know, there was one guy told me while I was in prison that they came in and they stuck him before he went in front of the judge. And his exact words was, "My feet hasn't touched the ground since." And that's what they tried to do to me. They tried to chemically alter my brain. And I know good and well that I was where I was at, and I've done what I said. There ain't nothing wrong with my brain. You know, I just have a dyslexia, and that shouldn't be no reason for them to be able to do what they've done to me.
Thank you. Hey, someone here wants to say hi.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, buddy. I've been watching you grow up.
I would love you made a hair clip for me.
What?
I remember you made a paper airplane for me.
Yes, sir, I sure did. And I've been watching you grow up. Your dad's been showing some good pictures of y'all guys. It looks like you've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Mason, I love you. I'll see you in a bit. That was
it's
my boy.
Your voice,
okay.
Tell your missus I said hey as well.
Well, folks, look into this story. Gary is going to post all the stuff on his Facebook page to prove what he's saying. The guy's not crazy and he's not lying. And you got to see his evidence and his proof. He's got paperwork, pictures, everything. It's pretty crazy. Gary, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and I'll be sure to get you a copy of this episode so that you can have it.
Mark, I would like to say thank you for having me. Thank you to all your listeners. And we've got to remember, our Constitution is what made our nation, and they have disgraced our Constitution to the point where there is no justice anymore. And we've got to get a handle on it, because if not, our children will pay the price. And there's more to it that I can't put out right now, but I'm trying to get a lawyer or a prosecutor. That's what I need. I need a lawyer and a prosecutor. And I need to get this information in secure hands.
Maybe tonight someone heard the story and will try to come and help you. Folks, contact Gary if you're in the Florida area and you can help him with filling out the paperwork or getting letters together, getting the legal documents in order, something to help this man continue on with his cases. They take advantage of his dyslexia and partial illiteracy. It's very important that someone help him if they can. Of course, I'll share this link to your page, and you will have everything you need, and you can find this story. You can contact me, and I'll put you in touch with Gary one way or another. If you're willing to and able to help him up in Bay County, Florida, please reach out, and we'll make the contacts. All right, Gary, thank
please
you.
Remember, let me say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Yes,
please
sir.
Please remember
yes, sir.
That I'm capable of launching the next industrial revolution. Let's try and focus on the good if we can. If not, I'll take out the bad. But I would like to be better in my nation than tearing it apart.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'd ask you to stick around, because I'm going to play right now, as we wrap up the show, Dave Bray, his new version of the Star Spangled Banner. Folks may remember his version when he was a member of Madison Rising, now a solo artist, music on a mission. Head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com, get a copy today. And we're going to do his version of the Star Spangled Banner. Of course, tune in this Thursday 8 p.m. for another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Right after, James Bostic in a Conservative's Perspective, which airs two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting at 7 p.m. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Make sure you check him out. And, of course, I mentioned Pastor Bland at UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. I want to make sure everybody reaches out and checks out Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio. There's a good show happening there. Deborah and Slider, they have their show, Spread the Word. Look out for that. And my friend Tony Schwartz, Freedom Works Radio and Cave Radio up out of Detroit. I believe his show is on Tuesdays. So you want to check out these other shows, folks. There's good stuff. Keeper's Mind Pool, I think it's still going. Search out Keeper's Mind Pool. And with that, I want to say good night. God bless America, and let's do this national anthem and wrap up the show. Join me in stand. Gary, I shared this live feed to your page. If you want to stand and join us, I have a flag right on the screen.
Excellent.
Here we go. And here we go. Not playing. All right, so we'll do it on the radio. We'll do it on the switchboard. It doesn't come in as clear, ladies and gentlemen, but give me 1 second. Da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today, Music on a Mission. With that, folks, I want to say good night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in there on the live feed and everybody in Blog Talk Radio world. Again, good night. Thank you, and God bless America.